Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, June 16th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Haley Finn. Haley is a young professional woman who is a member of Mountain Brook Baptist, and she joined our church in 2009 when she was in the sixth grade, and her family moved here from Houston, Texas. And along the way, Haley went off to college at Baylor and then got her master's in Auburn. And thankfully, she has returned to the church to be an active member. And you'll hear a lot about that, hopefully, at the end of the podcast. Thank you, Haley, for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Mary, for having me. Our chapter today is Nehemiah 9. And the title in my Bible is The People of Israel Confess Their Sin. Now on the 24th day of this month, the people of Israel were assembled with fasting and in sackcloth and with the earth on their heads. And the Israelites separated themselves from all foreigners and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read from the book of the law of the Lord their God for a quarter of the day. And for another quarter of it, they made confession and worshiped the Lord their God. On the stairs of the Levites, they cried out with a loud voice to the Lord their God. And then the Levites said, "Stand up and bless the Lord your God from everlasting to everlasting. Blessed be your glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. You are the Lord, you alone. You made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with their host, the earth and all that is on it, the seas and all that it is in them. And you preserve all of them, and the host of heaven worships you. You are the Lord, the God who chose Abram and brought him out of Ur of the Chaldeans and gave him the name Abraham. You found his heart faithful before you and made with him the covenant to give you his offspring, the land of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Jebusite, and the Girgashite. And you have kept your promise, for you are righteous. And you saw the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heard their cry at the Red Sea, and performed signs and wonders against Pharaoh and all his servants and all the people of his land, for you knew that they acted arrogantly against our fathers. And you made a name for yourself, as it is to this day. And you divided the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on dry land, and you cast their pursuers into the depths, and a stone into mighty waters. By a pillar of cloud you led them in the day, and by a pillar of fire in the night to light for them the way in which they should go. You came down on Mount Sinai and spoke with them from heaven and gave them right rules and true laws, good statutes and commandments. And you made known to them your holy Sabbath and commanded them commandments and statutes and a law by Moses your servant. You gave them bread from heaven for their hunger and brought water for them out of the rock for their thirst. And you told them to go in to possess the land that you had sworn to give them. But they and our fathers acted presumptuously and stiffened their neck and did not obey your commandments. They refused to obey and were not mindful of the wonders that you performed among them. But they stiffened their neck and appointed a leader to return to their slavery in Egypt. But you are a God ready to forgive, gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and did not forsake them. Even when they had made for themselves a golden calf and said, "This is your God who brought you up out of Egypt," and had committed great blasphemies, you in your great mercies did not forsake them in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud to lead them in the way did not depart from them by day, nor the pillar of fire by night to light them in the way in which they should go. You gave your good spirit to instruct them and did not withhold your manna from their mouth and gave them water for their thirst. 40 years you sustained them in the wilderness, and they lacked nothing. Their clothes did not wear out, and their feet did not swell. And you gave them kingdoms and peoples and allotted them to every corner. So they took possession of the land of Sihon, king of Heshbon, the land of Og, king of Bashan. You multiplied their children as the stars of heaven, and you brought them into a land that you had told their fathers to enter and possess. So the descendants went and possessed the land, and you subdued before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gave them into their hand with kings and the peoples of the land, that they might do with them as they would. And they captured fortified cities in a rich land and took possession of houses full of good things, cisterns already hewn, vineyards, olive orchards, and fruit trees in abundance. So they ate and were filled and became fat and delighted themselves in your great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against you and cast your law behind their back and killed your prophets who had warned them in order to turn them back to you. And they committed great blasphemies. Therefore, you gave them into the hand of their enemies who made them suffer. And in the time of their suffering, they cried out to you and you heard them from heaven. And according to your great mercies, you gave them saviors who saved them from the hands of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before you, and you abandoned them to the hand of their enemies, so that they had dominion over them. Yet when they turned and cried to you, you heard from heaven, and many times you delivered them according to your mercies. And you warned them in order to turn them back to your law. Yet they acted presumptuously and did not obey your commandments, but sinned against your rules, which if a person does them, he shall live by them. And they turned a stubborn shoulder and stiffened their neck and would not obey. Many years you bore with them and warned them by your spirit through your prophets, yet they would not give ear. Therefore you gave them into the hand of the people of the lands. Nevertheless, in your great mercies, you did not make an end of them or forsake them, for you are a gracious and merciful God. Now therefore, our God, the great, the mighty, and the awesome God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love, let not all the hardship seem little to you that has come upon us, upon our kings, our princes, our priests, our prophets, our fathers, and all your people, since the time of the kings of Assyria until this day. Yet you have been righteous in all that has come upon us, for you have dealt faithfully and we have acted wickedly. Our kings, our princes, our priests, and our fathers have not kept your law or paid attention to your commandments and your warnings that you gave them. Even in their own kingdom and amid your great goodness that you gave them, and in the large and rich land that you set before them, they did not serve you or turn from their wicked works. Behold, we are slaves this day, in the land that you gave to our fathers to enjoy its fruits and its good gifts. Behold, we are slaves. And its rich yield goes to the kings whom you have set over us because of our sins. They rule over our bodies and over our livestock as they please. We are in great distress. Because of all this, we make a firm covenant in writing. On the sealed document are the names of our princes, our Levites, and our priests.
Thank you so much, Haley, for joining the podcast and for reading that beautiful but very lengthy passage in Nehemiah chapter 9. I forgot to mention that we decided we would just take some of the names of the Levites out. I hope that that did not offend anyone. If you need to know the names of the Levites, just go back to your copy of scripture and they are there. Anyway, I'm so glad you're here. And we want to hear a little bit more about you. Tell me about your life, your family, anything you'll share biographically.
So like you mentioned, Mary, my family, we moved to Birmingham in 2009 from Houston, Texas, when I was in middle school. And so we joined the church and it was just such a great place to build community and really get rooted here in Birmingham. I stayed throughout middle school and high school. And then graduated Mountain Brook and went to Baylor University in 2015 and really loved being there and getting to connect with some old family friends and just being back in Texas. I graduated Baylor and then actually stayed in Waco for a year and worked there. And then that's when COVID hit. And so I decided to transition back to Alabama and went to grad school at Auburn University for 2 years. I got my master's in human development and family science, which is a very broad major, but I specified or studied specifically programs for children and families. And I graduated last August and shortly after that moved back to Birmingham and have really loved being back and getting plugged into Mountain Brook Baptist.
Yes, and we are so glad that you decided to come back to Mountain Brook Baptist. You have lots of good choices for churches here in Birmingham. I want to hear a little bit about how you processed coming home.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think when I graduated college, I wasn't sure that I was going to move back to Alabama. But eventually, when I felt like the Lord was pulling me back, I was in Auburn for those 2 years. And during that time, my family had actually since moved. So my parents, Scott and Renee Finn, and my younger brother, Blake, he just graduated college this year. And so when I was in Auburn, my family wasn't living here anymore, but I would come back periodically to visit and always love to stop in and see friends and family at Mount Rook Baptist. And so when I decided to transition back here for my job, honestly, it felt like it wasn't much of a decision at all because it felt like a very clear just wanting to be back at Mountain Brook Baptist. And it's been really great reconnecting with a lot of the families that are here and also so many new faces that have joined the church or that I just did not know when I was previously here. So it's been really great.
Tell me a little bit about what you enjoyed when you were little. Or not little, but a youth in the church. And then now some of the things that you enjoy doing.
Yes. So some of my best or favorite memories growing up at Mountain Brook Baptist were actually a lot of the missions that we did. For a long time, the family mission trip in California was such a great experience and had really never heard much of a family mission trip growing up before coming to Mountain Brook Baptist. Really loved the church plant that we worked with there in California and Salinas for those few years. And also during that time, visiting South Africa with the youth. I took a couple of trips there with my dad and with my brother on the church trip. And that was really remarkable. And just getting to see our partnerships, not only locally, but globally. And of course, seeing all of God's beautiful creation down in Cape Town, but also really grew strong relationships with the other church members who were on those trips. So being in the youth group, the folks that were on that trip, and also the family mission trip, getting to connect with members of the church that I might not really run into very often on a regular basis if it weren't for that trip.
And then since you've been back in Birmingham, what are some of the things that you've gotten involved in?
Yeah. So specifically here at the church, I started volunteering with the youth a little bit, helping out with the senior high girls Bible study on Wednesday nights with Fallon and Ginger and Jamie, and I've really loved that. And also trying out some growth groups. So it's been really great. But yeah, trying to get involved with the youth, that was something that my parents had always taught Sunday school or volunteered throughout my whole time growing up. And just really wanted, now that I'm back, to put some time and get to know the students in our student ministry.
Having moved back to Birmingham, I want to hear a little bit more. You kind of mentioned it, but about your job. Tell us what you do vocationally.
Yes. So I actually work at UAB at the School of Nursing. So I like to say I'm not a nurse, but I work for one of our community programs that is based at the School of Nursing. The program is called Nurse Family Partnership, and it's actually a national program where we have nurse home visitors support pregnant women, particularly first-time mothers who don't have as many resources, and they will do home visits all the way from pregnancy until the child turns two. So I'm a program manager, which covers a variety of things, including outreach, some admin, learning about grants and writing grants. And our program has really grown. We now serve 8 counties surrounding Birmingham. And so I just love getting to work with our nurses and through them get to meet some of the moms and babies in our program.
I want to get to know a little bit more about your personality. What are some fun facts about you?
So I used to say that whenever we would play Two Truths and a Lie, or when you have to have fun facts for a group setting, I actually started making a list on my phone because I couldn't think on the spot. So I'll read a couple of those to you. I'm not sure if they will be entertaining, but there's some stories behind them. The first is that I've been in 3 continents in 36 hours before.
Okay, which continents?
It was on the way to South Africa. So it would have been North America, Europe, and then Africa.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome. Give us another one.
I was on the varsity bowling team in high school.
Are you serious? Y'all had a bowling team?
Yes. Well, senior year of high school, Mountain Brook implemented a bowling team. And so me and about five friends tried out and no one got cut. And we made the team and we skipped school for bowling tournaments.
That's awesome. Okay, give us some more.
All right. Well, I wrote my college entry essay on wanting to be a professional surfer.
Are you serious?
That was something that I always thought I wanted to do. And then we went on a family trip to Hawaii one year and I tried surfing and it was much more difficult than I expected.
All right. Keep them coming.
Okay. I have an IMBD account. Do you know what that is?
An IMBD? Like you're a professional actress?
Exactly. Not really. But my senior year of college, my friend had to create a short film for her major. And so I was featured in that and they created an account. So I guess I'm an actor now.
Wow. I can't wait to look you up on the internet. Okay. Tell me a little bit about your journey of faith.
Yes. So I grew up, my parents were both believers and have really instilled that faith in my brother and I in our lives. And so growing up, I was always in the church. And like I mentioned, my parents were both actively involved in our church, even back in Houston, specifically with the student ministry there. And I've really come to reflect on just how influential that was in my life, seeing them lead in that way. And so I really loved, we just tried to be pretty involved in the church wherever we were plugged in, and loved being a part of the youth group here at Mountain Brook Baptist throughout middle school and high school. And then going to Baylor University, which was a Christian university and still is. But during that time, I think most people find that college is, it's just a different experience. You're on your own, can be a little overwhelming, but exciting. And so I think during that time, I made some really close friends and wonderful memories, really cherished that time. And then post-grad, I think that's a time that people don't really prepare you for a lot. And it was a bit of a struggle during that time, just figuring out your sense of purpose in a way. You also are so used to being surrounded by your friends in such close proximity, and then everyone moves in different directions, also different stages of life. And so that was difficult, and I really felt during that time the Lord was very near to me as I was just going through different transitions. And I really look back and that is a particular season that I lean on. And like I had previously mentioned, just during that time and eventually feeling the Lord call me back to Alabama and going to grad school. But all that to say, I don't have a dramatic testimony, but I do think that especially even in more recent years, really reflecting back on the faithfulness of God in my life and the people he's put in my life has really shaped and hopefully will continue to shape my walk with the Lord.
And then now you are pouring into the lives of youth as well and others in our church. So thank you for doing that. Do you have a favorite passage of scripture?
One verse that comes to mind that I've been resonating with lately is Galatians 1:10. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. And this passage from Galatians, Paul's words are just an encouragement. I think a lot of times just in day-to-day life, it can be can get caught up with everything that's going on. And I think just focusing on that scripture lately has helped me. And also my favorite hymn has always been turn your eyes upon Jesus and the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Amen. Haley, thank you so much for joining the podcast and for being so faithful to Mount Brook Baptist. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Absolutely. God, thank you so much for this day and for Mountain Brook Baptist Church, the community that we have here. I pray over everyone listening today as we resonate on the words that we've read in Nehemiah and reflecting that you are a gracious and wonderful God. I pray that as we go forth this day that we will just focus our eyes on you and lean on not our own understanding, but your faithfulness and your love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.